Hello, you guys. Welcome to Sophisticated Ignorance. It's your one and only T to the double E. I'm just trying these new little starters. I'm gonna call them starter intros because I mean I'm trying to get it together. So I want to talk to you guys today about the battle of the sexes, the battle of the drawers, and why it's such a taboo for women to have messed up draws, holy draws. I understand, like, you know, everything has to be presentable. But guys always want our stuff in, like, tip-top condition. You got to color coordinate first. You got to have your draws matching your panties. Your panties have to match your skin tone. Everything has to be neutral colors, you know, because some of them always be colorblind. So, that's my only beef is, like, why does everything with us have to be so lined up and coordinated when these niggas, if you look, pull open their drawer that holds their drawers, you see a goddamn, it's like somebody did a damn drive-through on the dresser. Like, these motherfuckers have holes galore in their drawers, but they want to talk shit about us, like, motherfucker, you can take their drawers, a pair of their drawers outside, put them on any type of wood finishing. I'm talking about clothing line or the light pole. And you can pull bird seeds in them, in the seed of them. And you can feed a generation of birds. Like, it was timely. It would be the way the seeds will release. It will be in a timely fashion. Like, these motherfuckers have holes everywhere, ranging from extra large to small. The holes in their fucking drawers. Like, come on, money, you can run a sprinkler system through your shits. Like, it's crazy. Like, if you had a kid and you didn't have the money to buy a costume for Halloween, you could literally go in your nigga drawer, collect some of his, get one pair of drawers, because they waist be small as shit. So you don't even have to cut no holes. You don't even have to have no utensils. They gonna have two big holes that fit over the kids' eyes. All you have to do is sanitize the drawers and put the mask on their head. Like, I'm telling you. So I don't understand what that it's a big blurred gray area when it comes to this. Like, if y'all they walk around and have the same drawers y'all had on when y'all start party training, then we should be able to do the same thing. Damn it. We should be able to do the same thing. Because I don't understand. First, and then y'all won't upgrade. Y'all still have the loose-ass boxers with the little peekaboo door in the front. Like you have the peekaboo door in the front. Get the boxer briefs that fit to your little-ass legs. Like, I don't understand. And maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me being too picky or whatever. But it's crazy how females, we have to, you know, I can see let's be on the same page. Like, if you have both, you have nice underwear, I have nice underwear. But motherfucker, don't be trying to expect me to have nice top-of-the-line underwear all the time. And you get to wear whatever the fuck you want to wear. What if I want my underwear to be kind of, you know, worn out or kind of, you know what I'm saying? I want something that lets me feel like I want to be comfortable. Something that I had to break in. Mother, you've been breaking in your drawers for 20 years. And then they'll get mad if you throw them shits away. Motherfucker, I'm trying to save the ozone layers. I'm trying to limit global warming by throwing away your fucked up drawers, nigga. But that's all I had to say to you guys today. And just ponder that. Think about that. So the next time these niggas tell you or try to tell you how to handle yourself, call them out, man. Let them know. But thanks, you guys, for listening, like always. And I'm out. And you guys have a great rest of your week.